Potholes forcing drivers to slalom like Winter Olympics. Drivers in Didcot and surrounding villages have been complaining about potholes damaging their vehicles and costing them hundreds of pounds in repairs. A growing number of large potholes have been appearing on the roads, with some impossible to avoid. The situation has got so bad that Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden has now started to tour the town to paint lines around the largest potholes. Tesco lorry driver Julian Pudner is among those who have complained about the poor state of the roads after a car driven by his wife hit a large pothole. The incident happened on Tuesday last week when Mr. Pudner's wife Sarah was driving their Citroen C1 on the B4493 approach to Didcot, close to the Mendip Heights roundabout. After the car tyre hit the pothole at the side of the road, the couple who live in the Lady Grove estate were left with a garage bill of £165 to cover the cost of replacing the damaged wheel and damaged tyre. Mr. Pudner said the County Council's claims form requested details of the car's mileage when the puncture took place. He added, "The state of our roads in Oxfordshire is beyond belief. You spend more time swerving than actually driving straight. The B4493 approach to Didcot from the A34 is just one of virtually all roads in and around Didcot which has a pothole. The one in question measures about 2 foot long and about 8 inches deep. It is very difficult to avoid." Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden said, "The potholes on the roads around Didcot are horrendous at the moment. Some of them are like craters. The High Street in Long Whitnam is in a terrible state. It's like the Winter Olympics for drivers. They have to slalom their way through to miss the potholes. It's a horrendous situation at the moment. Lots of potholes have been appearing and some of them are huge. They're like craters. I've had some training, so I've been going round and marking up potholes so drivers can see them. Traffic cones have been placed next to some of the bigger potholes, but that's not ideal because they can get moved. The recent cold snap led to a rise in reports of potholes, with Oxfordshire County Council increasing its repair crews to help reduce the backlog. In January, 35% of repairs to larger potholes, which the council aims to complete in 28 days, missed the deadline by a few days. The County Council said this was due to the increase in reports and that crews had faced many larger potholes. The County Council previously said that 97% of Oxfordshire's pothole repairs are now cut square, joint sealed, filled and compacted to undertake a permanent fix first time.